Psalm 26, continuing in this series of Psalms, another Psalm of David. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in Jehovah, I shall not slip. Examine me, Jehovah, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, for your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence. So I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Jehovah, I have loved the habitation of your house and the glory where your, and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hand is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregation, I will bless Jehovah. Now, as we've been going through this series of Psalms, you see we started, well, you remember, we started with Jesus being called out, picked out to be the Messiah, the sin-bearer, the one who's called to suffer the sins of his people. As we've gone through it, there's been times of deep tragedy and sadness, always looking to the Father for redemption. Psalm 23, we see a peace that came from acceptance and looking forward to getting past the problem. Psalm 24, we see the looking at the world as a recipient of the gospel. Psalm 25, we saw, again, how sinners are called by God to him and redeemed by him. Psalm 26, we see, I would picture this as after Jesus had been crucified, as he's waiting to come, as he's pleading the case before the Father. Vindicate me, O Jehovah, for I've walked in my integrity. Now, in this next few verses, if you see that, you should strongly see Psalm 1. Who is it that can walk with God? Who is acceptable to the Father? Examine me and prove me. Try my heart and my mind, for your loving kindness is before my eyes. I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolaters. I do not go with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of the evildoers. I will not sit with the wicked. So we see the claims here that I am the Holy One, the pure one, the one who's the acceptable sacrifice as he comes before the Father. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Jehovah. Now you should think about what the priests had to go through before they could go serve at the temple, before they could serve at the altar there in Jerusalem, or at the tabernacle. They had to go through the ceremonial washing, which was largely sprinkling, for just. But here in the second half of verse 6, we can see the absolute proof that this is not about David. For I will go about your altar, O Jehovah. And David was not allowed to serve in the temple or the tabernacle. This is a priest talking. Not the priest of the house of Aaron, but of the order of Melchizedek. This is Jesus. That I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all of your wondrous works. Now, of course, we can't do that fully and properly, but as Jesus is the one who gave to the prophets and apostles the word of God, we see that he fulfilled this too. I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. It doesn't mean much to us, but if we think about the Old Testament temple and the glory cloud that lives in the Holy of Holies, this is what's being referred to. Now, the greater reality is tabernacle in heaven where he sits with the Father. Do not gather my soul with the sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. Now, if you know your Latin, that verse is even more interesting, because sinister means left-handed. So in the first half of it, you see whose left hand is holding a scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. They're tricky with one, and buying off people with the other. But as for me, Jesus says, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place, and in the congregations I will bless Jehovah. And being redeemed by him, of course, we can come in the congregations of God and bless Jehovah as well. And that's what we're called to do. And we'll sing along with our Redeemer and sing Psalm 26, second half, part B.